What's happening, team?
Team.
Like we're all it. A team now.
I like it.
My name's Alex O'Keefe, and this is the Self-Made Mind podcast. It's a bit of a special episode, this one. It represents the start of a new journey for the podcast with new additions. And this is what it's all about today. It's all about introducing my new partner in crime, Mr. Dan Ramsden. How are you, pal?
I'm very well, thank you. And I just want to say thank you, Alex, for this opportunity. This is something that I've done before, so I feel like I have something to bring to the table as well. Mm-hmm. I'm experienced in podcasting. I released a show in 2019 and I did a year's worth of episodes, doing 100 episodes in 12 months. Mm-hmm. It was a show called Rich in Success. I really enjoyed my time, but it was something that were going in a direction that weren't sustainable for me. And it's very much in a similar line to what this show is about, and this is why when you spoke to me, I was delighted that I could jump on board and help you guys out.
Brilliant. Well, likewise, mate. I was just really happy that you accepted, first of all. I wasn't sure if it was something that you wanted to get back into, but I think sometimes, naturally, we come together in the same path. So,
yeah. I feel, you know, the thing about partnerships is it's all about connection. You buy into a person first before you buy into a brand. And, you know, I buy into you as a bloke. I like you. We're very similar in a lot of ways. Same music taste. Yeah. DJing.
Synchronized two-stepping.
All that. We'll have to practice a bit more. Right? I don't think my kids would like to see that. I have had that seed planted before. Would you get back into podcasting? And I was like, I don't know. I'm never going to say never, but just not right now. And then the opportunity came a lot sooner than I anticipated. And you asked me, and I was like, do you know what? Why not? Mm. Why not? It's only going to help raise awareness for what I do and my brand. And we're going to speak and meet some awesome people.
Yeah.
And it's, it's just a journey that's exciting, and you've done really well to get you to where it is now.
Yeah.
I hope I can take it on to another level and we can do some good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Well, in terms of a co-host, I couldn't think of really anyone better to come on board. In terms of your background or your experience, just generally a top bloke as well.
Thank you very much.
It came about just, I actually came for a session at one of your... We had a bit of a one-on-one sort of session, didn't we?
Yeah, by default. It was meant to be a group class.
I had
some cancels, and you were the only one there, which were perfect, really, because we got time to talk a little bit more as well in between sets. We did get some work done that day, didn't we? It was good to see you again, to coach you as well. I've not done that before. I've not coached you in the gym before, so
right. So
that was pretty cool. And then, you know, obviously conversation went up a little notch, and it was like, you know what, I think you'd be good to come on and help me co-host. And I was like, oh, okay,
yeah,
let me think about that.
Yeah,
thought about it for about 2 minutes and then agreed to do it.
Yeah.
Because why not?
Yeah.
You know, you're doing some great stuff. You've got a lot of good connections. And you've had some awesome guests on the show. So if I can add anything to that from my level of expertise that I have through the health and fitness industry, then that's all good.
Yeah. Well, like I say, mate, I'm honoured to have you beside me on this journey. Just going back to previous episodes, it didn't have a real focus or purpose. Generally, it had obviously a bit of focus, but not down a specific route. And I were ready to, personally in my life, to make a change and focus on something that I'm really passionate about, which is health, fitness, and well-being. So it all just makes sense to go down.
So we're right in alignment, aren't we, buddy?
That's where, yeah. It's fate may have it.
Yeah.
It's all come together, and now we're all about you know, unlocking physical, mental, spiritual health. That's what this podcast is about now. And we're going to be bringing in experts from various fields around health and fitness and everything else in between to help people live to the highest potential.
Yeah, absolutely. What I really like about what you have done and what you continue to do is you just have a curious mind and you want to learn,
mm-hmm.
and you're willing just to, you know, to sit and listen and not just try to be authoritative over people. And a lot of people, when they've got their own brand or they're trying to do something like this, that it's almost like who can shout the loudest, and you're not that type of guy, and I really admire that. And I'm willing to sit back and just listen and learn as well. And interject and ask the right questions at the right time, hopefully. So I'm hoping I can bring something positive to the show and to the dynamic, and may some good times comfort to us all.
Absolutely, mate. So our roles going forward.
Yes.
I am the
big dog.
I'm the big dog, but I'm also just going to represent. I'm going to try and represent the listener as much as I can. Because I'm not going to try and be an expert, because I'm not an expert. But I'm going to try to represent the listener and ask questions based on around what they're thinking.
Okay.
And obviously, I am very passionate about health, fitness, everything. So I do have knowledge, but it's limited. I'd say you're living it every day. You do it for a living.
Yeah.
So you're obviously going to have a different line of questioning. You're going to... I think it were your words, Dan. You said, I am a student with a level of expertise.
Mm.
Is that how you
that's
position yourself?
That's it. That's how I
that's
feel.
Very humble, mate. Very humble.
I feel I'll always be that because the health and fitness industry is forever evolving. There's always new studies and science coming out that poo-poos anything that happened 10 years ago. I've been in the fitness industry for 22. Yeah, I know. It's a long time, isn't it?
22 years.
It's a long time, that.
For that were your age.
Yeah, cheers. I appreciate that. Yeah, I started when I was 5. It's, you know, I've been in it a long time, so there's a lot of bro science that were thrown around a lot of years ago. There's, you know, a lot of bodybuilding, a lot of stigma attached to health and fitness and it not actually being healthy, do you know?
Yeah.
Including, you know, eating disorders and... bad image and all these things and a messed up perception of his own physique and all that stuff. So I've been in and out of everything, wore the t-shirt back to front in most things, tried pretty much every diet protocol under the sun because I want to crash test dummy everything before I can say my opinion on it. I want to give it a try. I want to give it a decent amount of time so that I feel and experience it.
Yeah.
I think you can read things and you can learn things, but the best way is to experience. I've got a wealth of experience, given that I've been at it 22 years.
Yeah.
I've always been passionate about sport, so I played rugby since age of 9. So I've been around a bit, not just training wise, but training for events, training for endurance events, different sports, helping my clients achieve their level of fitness in different sports as well as aesthetics. So I think I can bring something to the table when it comes to those sort of conversations.
100% that. And you do actually coach some pro athletes as well, don't you?
Yeah, have done. Not currently.
Future pros. You're teaching some young people.
Yeah, some young lads that have got potential. And they're hoping to kick on and go to the next level in their given sport. There's a couple of lads that are playing rugby union, a few rugby league boys, being some footballers. That's a massive passion of mine, working with the kids. Because they have no distractions and they haven't let life beat them down yet, you know?
Yeah.
They're just full of hope and they're really, really living passionately and they really listen and they take everything on board, you know?
Yeah.
And you can see the change in them weekly. It's weekly change, not just physically, but mentally you can see a shift.
Yeah.
And I'm getting some lovely messages from the parents and grandparents and saying, you know, you're really helping to make a difference to this lad. So that warms my heart, you know what I mean? I love it. So that's what I'm all about.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to get this underway. Just tell us a bit about your... You just told us a bit about your business there, but what's it called? And what's the, you know, what does it involve on a daily? And what's your mission, your ethos with your business as well?
So it's flight coaching. Mm-hmm. I want the brand to be recognised now. I don't want to be recognised as Dan Ramsden, personal trainer.
Yeah.
I can take a little bit more of a back step. I've got people who are employed in the business now who are getting involved. I've got some, you know, I've got a female trainer. Mm. So my mission statement, my ethos within it is to make sustainable change to people.
Mm.
Not just short-term change, which is most common in the fitness industry.
Fads, you know, and diets.
Just a quick blast.
Yeah.
You know, want a reset and all this stuff. And I've got a holiday coming up in 6 weeks. Yeah. I want to look my best.
Yeah.
It's not... That's not my jam. Mm. I want long-term sustainable change and looking into habits, looking into psychology, really, really honing in on the mental health side of things, and giving as much knowledge as possible through the things that I've learned, picking up on dialogue, you know, the words that people speak, how they describe themselves, helping to give them more confidence.
Yeah.
So it's long-term sustainable change. That's the ethos. Within that, I've got a few phases on how I work with people. So phase one in the flight ethos is you restore your health, whatever that means, you know, mentally, physically, get the body that you've wanted, work on getting leaner. Most people who are attending the gym, most of them have fat loss goals and they want to look aesthetically better. So we achieve that in phase one. That takes however long it takes. I've still got a few clients who are in phase one for a lot longer than we anticipated, but that's fine because life isn't linear and things happen.
Mm.
You know, there's families, there's businesses. So once we've completed phase one, we've ticked that box, we work on adding new skills to the training board, because when you get bored, you get stale of the same sort of routines. It's about mixing it up, adding new skills so that you stay interested. That's the thing. So in phase two, you reverse diet, you build your calories back up to a good sustainable level so you can enjoy your body, but still live a life.
Mm.
So there's that part. Once you've ticked that box and you've learned some new skills, you've maintained your health and your physique.
Mm.
Now what are you going to do? Go play phase three, go play with it. So challenge yourself.
Mm.
So it could be an event of some sort, it could be an endurance run, it could be playing a sport, taking part in your first CrossFit event, whatever.
Yeah.
Then if they want to continue to work with me at that point, and I've got quite a lot of clients who stay the full distance. I've got four girls who are competing in their first CrossFit comp next Saturday in the lakes. So that's another job done. And I'm really proud of seeing the progress from when they've started to where they are now, not just physically to look at them, but mentally they're completely different. The confidence in them and the way that they've changed is really cool.
Yeah.
So, and it's now a good community of people that stick together. So, we don't just work hard, we play hard as well. We've had a few tasty nights out as a group. And
moderation.
Absolutely, but that's fun as well, and you know, I'm down for that too. I'm not just straight laced, regimented. I like to let rip.
Yeah.
I've played rugby, and we all know what rugby players are like.
Wired up differently.
Absolutely, you got to be, aren't you, to want to get whacked like that?
Yeah.
So, you know, within it, hopefully, it's a welcoming vibe, a welcoming community.
Mm.
You know, we all meet up and train together. We do charity events together. Mm. We try to get one or two of them in a year as a group collectively.
Yeah.
And it's always good to try and raise awareness and money for other charities.
Mm.
And that's my full ethos and how I work with my clients. And if you're interested in that, then come and join the family.
How can someone, is it just in person, or can someone get involved on online community purely?
It's quite
scalable if someone's listening from somewhere else in the country. can they still get involved with
you? They can. I've got an app as well as my socials. I did have a group called Flight School. It's still running, but that used to be a charge service where there were just bespoke services within the group. But we've changed that and made it a free service. And now I've relocated my business. I've set up my own studio in the back of the gym. So it's the little Ram's Den. You've been in there.
The Ram's Den. Yeah, I was there a couple of days ago.
That's it. And so we do small group training and we do larger group training. So that's in person. But the flight school community is there for anyone who wants to take any advice, any tips, just getting involved with the community really and seeing what goes on in there. It's a free service now, so anybody can join it as long as it's vetted by myself. Yeah. So if you are interested, if you're listening now, then you can get in touch with me on either Facebook, Dan Ramsden, or Dan Ramsden Flight on Insta.
And that's F-L-I-T-E.
F-L-I-T-E, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got... I've literally covered all bases if you're struggling. You know, I've got training journals, I've got menus, I've got written literature that I've wrote in lockdown because we didn't have a lot to do. So I made sure that I covered all bases and I wanted to equip people with as much knowledge as possible to eliminate further questions as well. Yeah. So it's like, have you checked your so-and-so when the question comes up? I'm like, oh, yeah. So they'll look and the answers are there.
Yeah.
So all bases are covered and... you know, if that sounds of interest to you, then give me a shout.
Give him a call. I think this is why we've naturally connected, because your whole ethos is about the whole mind, body and spirit, sort of. Yep. Mind, body and soul.
Absolutely.
Approach, rather than, right, I can get you jacked in 6 weeks and then you'll be fucked afterwards. But I've done my job. I've got my picture for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Got my transformation. There you go. But yeah, I think that's why we've connected, because this is what the new focus for the podcast is. It's all about overall health, wellness, spirituality. Even we're going to delve into some interesting subjects.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that as well. But I think a lot of people in the fitness industry have a real sort of venereal front to their business. You know, it's a glossy image online with some great looking transformations that, wow, you did that in how long? But then let's fast forward to 6 months, 12 months time. What is that person like now? How has it helped them long term? Yeah. And I will not do anything without helping that person long term. If someone comes to me, I'm always thinking about 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, 5 years. You always have to exercise. That's it, you know. Yeah. You don't. It's not something that you pick up and put down. Mm. It's like cleaning your house, you know. Yeah. You keep on top. You do a good job. You get it how you want it, and then you keep on top. You don't just stop one day because you get messy again.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know, it's something that always has to be done. So I don't ever do anything that's gonna break the boundaries of their sustainability.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about for me.
Mm. Wicked, man, it's brilliant. Would you say you know the old analogy of you're not just giving people the fish, you're teaching them how to fish?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, would you say that's an accurate,
yeah,
accurate way of what you do? It sounds like it, because that's invaluable to people, isn't it? Cause it goes past, you know, a one-off payment or something that can last a lifetime.
Yeah, that is my main passion with it, you know. Mm-hmm. I try to educate and teach. You know, more on an emotional standpoint and a mindset standpoint, and something that they can really take with them. You know, and even if I work with somebody for 12 weeks, one of my transformation courses is 12 weeks long, and if they choose to, you know, stop working with me at that point, I hope that time that we spent together has impacted them to make long-term decisions.
Yeah.
that are positive for them.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I'm all about, and that's my passion, and I think that's why we've realigned, because you're bang on that path as well.
Yeah.
Some of the guests that you've had on
and
I mean, the people that you're speaking
previously to. It was just a hobby doing this, and now it's become, it's still obviously it's more of a real passion project for me now.
Yeah.
Because I come to a point in my life where I was running two separate businesses. and one of them were just completely draining the life out of me. I've got a, you know, 1 year old daughter at home, beautiful little Bodie, and I wasn't having time or energy, and it was just sapping me. And it just made me realise that I need to cut something out and focus on things I'm more passionate about. And it's just all come to this now. And I'm really excited about it.
It's fulfilment, isn't it? You know, fulfilment. It's a fine line.
If yeah.
You can earn money, but if you're not fulfilled by that money, it's not That's really it. Successful.
That's it, yeah.
So,
and I've managed to sell one of the businesses anyway, so it's still a good position to be in. But yeah, I think you just need to live in line with what you love, and that's what we're going to do.
Amen to that. That's I'm looking forward
do.
To it. That's what we
I'm
are going to do.
That. I'm buzzing.
Everyone's smiling.
Yeah. So. You got any words, Kennedy? Sitting in the background there.
I'm just happy to be involved, obviously, with the whole project, the podcast. Mm. Again, it's a passion of mine of speaking to people, hearing people's stories,
yeah.
and being creative behind the scenes.
That's what you are. You're the creative wizard behind the scenes, aren't you?
Yeah, if that's what you want to call me, Alan. Yeah, no, it's good to be on board.
Yeah.
It's good to be part of something that's going to mean something to other people, and to be able to share stories and of people's lives and how they've gone from, you know, where they were back then to where they are now, and and yeah, life lessons and sharing that with people.
We're kidding, mate.
It's doing things that are bigger than yourself, isn't it?
That's exactly it.
You know, just bigger than your own needs, and when you know that you know if somebody's listened to an episode. And it really, really helped them that day. And it helped change the course of their life for whatever reason. You know, if it's a guest that's come on, or if it's something that we might have said from our experiences, and you know that you've helped change positively, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
There's no deeper reason to do anything. That's, for me, what I strive to do.
Yeah.
So, and this is another platform for me to do it. So, you know, I'm really excited to be involved, and let's have it.
Let's go. Let's get this show on the road. So, yeah, that's hopefully a good introduction to the new path that we're on. The new man in the house, Dan Ramsden. Little few words from creative wizard Kennedy Power as well. Just a quick shout out to where we are right now. We've been allowed to come into Denman's restaurant in Shelf, Halifax. Social dining at its finest. Give it a whirl. It is related to my family, but I'm not being biased. It is great food. So yeah, get booked in. But yeah, I think that's about it really. And let's wrap it up there. And if you're buying into the new direction where we are, hopefully you are. If you give us a follow on all the social medias, if you haven't already, the Self-Made Mind podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and obviously subscribe on Apple Podcast, Spotify, whatever podcasting platform you listen to. And we're going to be back on YouTube as well, aren't we, Ken?
We are. On TikTok.
That's where it's at.
On TikTok.
Get down with the kids.
There we go. Right, so yeah, that wrapping that up, and yeah, we look forward to people joining us on this journey.
See there.
See there.
See there.